I knew at the time, like, obviously it came off my shin and went in and stuff, so I'll get judged on them, so I'm going to have to make sure I got it.
And you've had to wait patiently for your chance, haven't you? And with suspensions and injuries, you've had the opportunity, obviously coming off the bench and scoring the winner in a derby game. Does it get much better in terms of it being your birthday as well?
Yeah, it was nice, obviously. I mean, to get a goal on your birthday is nice. Funny, them things can always happen, don't they, in football. But, it was just, obviously, the team's been doing great, obviously, over the last few months. And it's a strong team, it's a strong squad, and obviously I have to wait my chance like everybody else, but now I'm enjoying it.
And you're getting better service, it seems. That's improving week on week in terms of what's coming in from Woods and Cunningham.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Even like Jordan nicked the goal in the game as well, which is great to see the striker scoring the goal. So, it was, the service has been great.
Yeah, there has been a lack of goals from the strikers as a collective this season. Has that been something that you've been trying to address? Has there been any more shooting practice or anything in training?
Yeah, I don't think we can do any more shooting practice. We're taking shots every day, trying to get in the right places on the pitch and to get the goal. I think it's just one of them funny things that it's happened like that. But like all the strikers that have played throughout the season have done great. Garns obviously puts his body on the line for us week in, week out, and Jordan's the same. And we get the opportunity, we'll try to take the chances more, I suppose.
Has that been something that you've experienced at past clubs?
Not like this, no. But as I said, all the rest of the lads have been chipping in with goals, and we've had a great season. Obviously, the defence has been very, very solid, and that's credit to all the whole team. Kind of get off to the start of the season, kind of getting amongst the goals early, it helps. That didn't really happen for any of us. I think it was November before Stryker scored a goal at the club, so it was... it's one of them strange things, and I'd say that sticks with you throughout the season. But as I said, the rest of the team have been chipping in with the goals, so the defence has been solid, and we're in a strong position in the league.
Simon's very keen to not put any pressure on Jermaine Beckford's return, but how much of a boost would that be to see him back in a Preston shirt this season?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, I'd love to play with him at some stage before the end of the season. He's a great player. You can even see it now. He's back in training with us and stuff, and he looks a real threat. So I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Is he someone that you've kind of had your eye on in the past and thought he's a decent player?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, he's played at the highest level and stuff, and he is. He's always one of them. He always seems to pop up at important goals and that, and it's going to be great when he's back.
As a club, you've surpassed the 50-point mark in the league, which is a phenomenal achievement for a newly promoted club, with 9 games to spare as well.
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, we're in a very strong position in the league. It's we still have a bit to play for. You never know what's going to happen in this league, so it's we just take each game as it comes and see what happens.
And with 27 points still up for grabs, what do you think you're looking at now? Is it just one game at a time, or do you still have one eye on the playoffs?
No, it's that old cliche, isn't it? The one game at a time and see where it takes us. We obviously can't dream too big, just in case you build our hopes up too much and we let ourselves down. So we'll just take it as it comes and see where we can go.
A lot's made of the team spirit within the group. What can you tell us about who the characters are?
To be fair, this change room is probably one of the best I've been in. The lads, everyone gets on with each other. There's no nastiness between any lads and that, and it's a good few characters in there which have been living things up, so no, it is great, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Chris Kirkland said as well recently. He said that this group is one of the best team spirits that he's certainly been involved with. It's a big statement, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's very hard to get that within a group of lads, obviously like 20, 25 lads or whatever it is. It's for everyone to get on, it's not an easy task to achieve, but everyone here does, and there's always good banter in the change rooms out on the training pitch and that, and it stands was on a Saturday, I think, because when you like who you're playing with, you're willing to work harder for them and stuff, so it does help.
Not the biggest of squads either, is it? Only 6 players on the bench against Bolton.
Yeah, it's tight. It is very tight, but it's I suppose that gives everyone kind of a chance to kind of know you're going to get a sniff at some stage to play games, and no, it is great team spirit, and it is a tight squad, but it's very enjoyable.
And focus now turns to Queen's Park Rangers on Saturday back at Deepdale. What kind of challenge are you expecting from them?
Yeah, obviously on paper they're a massive club, massive players, and it's going to be tough. It was a tough game down there. Really looking forward to it. 3 points, please, God.
I mean, as it stands, you're 1 place and 2 points above them. But before the season started, maybe be looking at the squad and thinking they'd be favourites to bounce straight back up to the Premier League.
Yeah, of course. As I said, on paper they're very, very strong. They've obviously got a big budget down there, and they've got great names and on their team sheet, but it's like, as I said, it comes back to that team spirit. Like, we're willing to work really hard for each other. It's been paying off on the Saturday so far, so it's hopefully we can make a payoff this Saturday.
And you were involved in that 0-0 draw at Loftus Road back in November. What do you remember from that game? It was the first game that Neil Warnock was in charge.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I remember we didn't have much possession that game. We were very much fighting for the 0-0 draw. It was a tough old game, all right, I remember that, but it was enjoyable in the sense you knew who you were up against, you knew the the stature of the players you were playing against, and we managed to dig in for that draw. It was a good day.
9 games left, and now you've kind of gone over that 50-point tally. Do you think there is an onus now maybe on the players to express themselves a bit more? You've been so solid at the back and so hard to break down, but do you think there is now a chance to express yourself a little bit more?
I don't know. I don't think we're going to loosen up at the back or any means like that. I think the lads have been doing great back there. And it's to be fair, I think we do express ourselves on a Saturday now. You can see the lads are full of confidence when they're playing, and you could see that on the weekend. We're losing 1-0 and we managed to come back and get the win in the end. So it's I think it's just keep going the way we are and see how far it can take us.